Our first reading this morning, and thanks, Lynn. That was perfect, because this is about love one another and all, and life in general. But our first reading this morning is from Matthew 12. It is verse 46 to 50. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brother stood outside, wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brother are standing outside, wanting to speak to you." He replied to them, "Who is my mother, and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother." The second one is from John 15, and it's verse from 12 to 17. Hold on. "My command is this, love one another as I loved you. Greater love has no one than this. And he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appoint you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, love one another." Dear God, let this message be a reminder of what is important in our lives. Amen. On the 4th of July, to be exact, I walked the path near our home, dedicated to the Buzz Memorial Parkway. And yes, that's Carol's brother. I went over to the Wolf Run then. It was a beautiful day and not a cloud in the sky. And as I walked, I thought, Sharon, God has given you so much, and all you need to do is believe and follow him. I asked each of you, have you walked these paths before? And if not, I encourage you to do so and enjoy that beauty. We are truly blessed here in Mesa Mini to have these, and is one more reason I am thankful that I live here. On this walk, I thought, what am I going to talk about in a few weeks? August 6th. Well, guess what? It's here. And let's see what I have come up with. I started thinking back to previous years and thought, what message did I really connect with? Because of this, my sermon topic is hodgepodge, and as we go along, you will understand. Checking back, yes, I keep copies. Two things that always appear is family and friends. And yes, both mean a great deal to me. It's true we have one immediate family. However, we encounter many friends throughout our lives. Some are casual, some are close, others are even intimate. But the faithful seem to last forever. Does that remind you of anyone? It does me. God has promised to be with us through and be our friend throughout our life if we are a friend to him. It says in 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. But throughout one's life, most friends we encounter take on different roles, but most, if not all, leave a handprint and memories in our hearts forever. After several years of separation, Have you ever reconnected with that friend and your conversation picked up as if it were yesterday? That has happened to me several times. And I guess that goes to show that some friends last a lifetime. Maybe it's time you connect with an old friend. Maybe you should make a telephone call when you get home, or write a note, or whatever suits your fancy. Another time we talked about smiling and how good it was for you. Do you remember me telling you that smiling was good for your health? Well, it is. So, smile. You see, you can get a lot of mileage from just a simple thing. A smile goes a very long, long way toward making life worthwhile. It costs the least, it does the most. I'm speaking of a smile. A smile is great, which comes straight from the heart, which loves its fellow man, and brings the sun again. It's full of warmth and kindness too, with no real effort spent. It's worth $1 million, yet it doesn't cost a cent. Back to family. As I have probably spoken or used them more than anything else, I shared the good. However, if you recall, I have shared a lot of the bad as well. We have gone through 5 cancers and lost Dad, Mom, and our sister Kate to this dreadful disease. But the good news is that Dick and Jane have beaten cancer and are with us and better than ever. We thank God every day for this. Without the doctors, medication, etc., that might not have been the case. The outlaws, as they call themselves, meaning Sharon, Jim, Wiener, Pete, and Joy, are truly not that, as they have been instrumental in every challenge we have faced. Isn't that a great feeling? But because of the good and bad, I believe that we have built a strong family unit and still are today. God never promised rainbows every day, but he did promise to stand with us. Many of you remember our mother and what a wonderful person she was. She was the real backbone of our family, and even though she's passed, I still believe she is today. She taught us the importance of family, and she believed it was the most important treasure we had. Family is forever. Mom would be pleased today as we still gather for the holidays as many times throughout the year. No, we don't always agree, but we agree to disagree. That is pretty special, if you ask me. Not only that, but besides being a family, we are friends. In the last couple years, as an example, we have looked outside the box as we have extended our family on Thanksgiving. We have combined 2 families, the Roystons and the Turners, and yes, several others that have no place to go. They are not relatives. They could be friends. Sometimes they just have nowhere to go. My brother David and his wife Joy have a gym in their home, and they put banquet tables down the middle for food and then alongside tables where we sit. Each year we are given pieces of paper and we have to write what we are thankful for. Joy then takes everyone's picture, and guess where these memories and pictures appear? On a tablecloth that is used the following year. It is fun to go back and look and compare all these pictures. There are a lot of tables, so hopefully they will need many tablecloths, so guess they are going to plan to host for many years to come. This may be out of the norm, but that is good. What a wonderful world if we could think outside the box and do something nice for others. When is the last time you did something for someone out of the norm? Again, I tell you, do it. Even a stranger, a friend, whoever it may be, do something nice for something. Before I leave the family issue, I would like to acknowledge a special day that Jim and I will soon have, 50 years of marriage. Can you believe he has remained by my side for that long? Let me put it this simple. I thank God every day he did. I love and respect him as a husband, lover, and friend, and I look forward to the next 50 years. Two things happened in the last month, of which they are somewhat the same. And this is where we forgot what we were supposed to bring. The first was Pastor Denise. She delivered a message reflecting on a retreat she went to several years ago and how special it was. She took a group of young people east and into Canada and told how some had never been out of the state, let alone Canada. She was one brave woman. It was so special, she brought back a rock and placed it right here. And she said this rock, she was placed in her home on the bookshelf. And she wanted to keep it there to be present in her life. No, she didn't look at it every day, but when she did, it put a smile on her face. Last Sunday, we had our Borman Mother's Side reunion down at the park. There was not a huge crowd, but we went around giving an update on our lives. We asked everyone to tell what brought them to this picnic. We all agreed life has changed. People work on Sunday. Sunday is filled with athletic activities. Church has lost its importance, but everyone said that they were there because of their parents. As while growing up, they came, and it was instilled in them the importance of family. Even though most are now deceased, the importance of this day has stuck with them, and they better show up. As a side point, one of my cousins a couple years ago was there, and his whole family was there. And we were shocked, and we said, Ken, why is everybody here? He says, because I told them if they didn't show up, they'd be out of the will. All right, but back to the picnic. One of my cousins, when it came to my cousin's, Mary Pat's, turn, she held up a rock, no lie, and told everyone that she and her siblings had gone out to the original Borman farm and hiked around while there, she picked up this rock and she brought it home. She went on to say that this rock represented our ancestors and how much they had to endure, but they were strong and valued their family. Whenever she was depressed or needed strength, she would pick up this rock, turn it around in her hands, and know that she came from a very strong stock. So, is this your place? Do you have memories you never want to forget? I believe it is, as I do. We are a family, and we welcome all to our church. It is true we are small, but throughout the years, we have many memories. Think back. Remember people like Hazel Holcomb, Carol's mother, Navita Royston, my mom, Bessie Lindley, Elaine's mom, Gretchen Traeger, Elfie Voss, Elsie Westland, Doris Kreitel, Jean's mother-in-law, Dora Stewart, Hazel Royston, our grandmother, Betty Onstead, Elsie Sears, Millie Tolleson, Betty's mother and Sarah's grandmother. Marguerite Skinner, Jane's mom. Ada Thiers, Verna's mother, to name a few. And you know, Emma Jean, when I came, I'll be honest, your mother, I think, was a member of that church as well, wasn't she? Mercedes? The circle?
The circle?
Of the church?
Of this church?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, she was not. Because I thought she was, and I thought maybe I missed her. All right, think of all these members and what they did to build this church. From church dinners, our fall bazaar, making mincemeat, to name a few. But remember, we are alive and still doing to get this, keep this church alive. And yes, building our own memories. From brat pies to the Gandhi dance, making pies, you name it, and appearing here every Sunday. May you always have a reminder of your church and the memories it represents. And this is where Jim and I failed. I did. What better memento than a rock? So Jim and I came and picked up several rocks. And we were going to bring them, and I was going to put them in the back of the church, and I was going to ask that you please take one when you leave, if you wanted to. Put it on a shelf, or wherever you want. And when you feel a need, strength, or whatever, to remember this, the memories, just pick up that rock. And it is your assurance that this is a happy place where you belong and have many wonderful memories. Since I don't have those,
they'll be here next Sunday.
They will be here next Sunday back at the table. And those that are not here, they're going to have to guess what the rocks are. But in closing, may God bless our church and keep our memories in our lives forever. And I'll say, it doesn't get much better than that, does it? Amen.